this season, be sure to pick up your limited edition Bud Light and Eagle specially designed cans and cases.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Fantasy Spin presented by Bud Light. I'm Alex Smith, joined by Joe Dolan, the managing editor of FantasyGuru.com. Joe, let's start things off today by talking about the Eagles running backs. Obviously, one of the most surprising storylines from that big win for the Eagles over the Patriots on Sunday was that DeMarco Murray only had 8 carries. So if you're a fantasy owner out there right now, what do you do with the Eagles backs?
Well, unfortunately, you've just got to consider it a complete running back by committee at this point. And the Eagles have to win games, Alex. They're in first place right now. They're tied for first. Maybe they're a little lucky they're in first place, but nonetheless, they're in first. They've got to try to win games and get to the playoffs. They've got to do it with the most effective players in their backfield. And for now, that appears to be Darren Sproles. Until Ryan Matthews gets back. I can't remember the last time Darren Sproles had 19 offensive touches in a game, but he had it against the Patriots, and the Patriots really had no answer for Darren Sproles. Now, I assume the Eagles are going to try to get DeMarco Murray going this week against Buffalo, which has had a little bit of a worse run defense than people think, but I'm expecting a committee approach in the Eagles' backfield. It's going to be game to game, and I think you're going to have to essentially roll the dice if you start Murray, Sproles, or hopefully coming back soon, Ryan Matthews. Ryan Matthews is a guy I've been telling anybody who asked me, if he's out there on your waiver wire, go pick him up. He was incredibly effective earlier in the season before his concussion. I really hope Ryan Matthews gets healthy and gets on the field. His health certainly is priority number one, but I'm sure he's itching to get back on the field. And when he does, I would expect to see him have a significant role. So Ryan Matthews is a guy who could, in the last two or three weeks of the season, including your fantasy playoffs, I think he's somebody who can end up carrying your team. But back to the full point, it's going to be a committee approach. I think it's going to be, they're going to give DeMarco Murray a crack. If he's effective, he's going to keep getting cracks. They're going to give Darren Sproles a crack. If he's effective, he's going to keep getting cracks. And if Ryan Matthews isn't back, they're going to give Kenyon Barner a shot. So if you're using any of these guys, you've just got to hope their first couple carries go really well, because they're going to get carries then for the rest of the game.
Joe, the fantasy football playoffs are upon us. Well, for most of us anyway. Earlier, we've gone over guys who had good playoff schedules and bad playoff schedules. But just for this week in particular, who are a couple of good matchups that you like?
Well, there's an obvious one at the quarterback position. That's Jameis Winston of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jameis Winston playing very well. I would assume he's the front runner for rookie of the year right now. And he's going up against the New Orleans Saints, who have, I think Ron Jaworski called it arguably the worst defense he's ever seen. And the numbers back that up. Jameis Winston, in his second career start, accounted for 2 touchdowns, including a rushing touchdown against the Saints. And he is playing a lot better now than he was earlier in the season. So I think Jameis Winston at home has a good shot at putting up a multiple TD performance this week if you need a streaming quarterback. Additionally, Devontae Parker, the rookie receiver of the Miami Dolphins, he had a touchdown last week. The Dolphins didn't throw the ball basically at all as they were focusing on the run game under new offensive coordinator Zach Taylor. But Devontae Parker had a touchdown catch in his first career start, made an incredibly athletic play. So Devontae Parker is somebody against the New York Giants this week. That poor secondary, that bad defense with very little pass rush, I'm excited to see what he can do.
And Joe, how about the opposite side of that coin? 2 guys who don't have such a good matchup this week.
Yeah, Latavius Murray of the Oakland Raiders, the running back, actually ended up having this past week his best game since week 3 against the Browns, against the Kansas City Chiefs. However, he's going up against the Denver Broncos this week. He had only 13 carries for 39 yards back in week 5. Not exactly a matchup I am looking to exploit if I have Latavius Murray. He's a flex at best. And then Julio Jones of the Atlanta Falcons going up against Josh Norman and the Carolina Panthers. Look, this Falcon offense has been abysmal of late, and I think a lot of that's on Matt Ryan. And Josh Norman is the type of corner who can shut down a number 1 receiver. I think if you have Julio, you just got to suck it up and play him. Understand, this is a brutal matchup, and there is no way I'm touching Matt Ryan in this game.
Our thanks to Joe Dolan, the managing editor of FantasyGuru.com. Be sure to follow Joe on Twitter at FG_Dolan and listen to him on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. That'll wrap things up for this week's edition of Fantasy Spin presented by Bud Light. We'll see you back here next week on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.